Welcome to the October 20th, 2013 Armed American Radio National Broadcast. It was a great one. In the first hour, Alan Gottlieb joined me from the Second Amendment Foundation in Washington to discuss, shall we say, his most recent dust-up on CNN with Piers Morgan. Piers Morgan called him an idiot. Wear that with a badge of honor, Alan, and he does. You'll enjoy this segment. It was a good one. In addition to that, in hour two, Mike Vanderbeau joined David Codrey and I to talk about the rousing speech he gave at the armed peaceful rally on the steps of the Alamo in San Antonio this weekend. In hour three, the Mad Ogre joined us. David Codrey and I, we talked current events and guns. Also, please, make sure you head over and like us on Facebook, won't you? We're giving away free things over there all the time. Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. Join tens of thousands of other fans. In addition to that, please make sure that you head over to AAR and the number 31, AAR31guns.com. Get in there. Doesn't cost a thing. No purchase necessary. The USCCA, our great sponsor, is giving away a free gun every single day through the month of October, and one lucky winner will win the founder of USCCA, Tim Schmitz, Ford F-150 Raptor. Enjoy the broadcast, and I'll see you on the radio.
Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Crossbreed Holster Studios round two, baby. Fresh off a trip to Houston, Gander Mountain, thanks to those guys. Great Armed American Radio sponsor. A tremendous amount of fun at the Concealed Carry Expo in Houston. And thanks to everybody for coming out. Got to sit there with Rob Pincus. He hadn't been at the last two. Those of you who came out got to meet Rob. And that's kind of fun because you pick up a copy of our book. We can both sign it for you at the spot, which was nice.
Was Rob in rare form like he always is?
Rob is born in rare form. He's going a mile a minute. I don't know how he does it. A tremendous previous hour with Alan Gottlieb. You know, the guy does more in his sleep for your right to bear arms than most activists I know. And like Rob Pincus, he's tireless. He just continually works and fights. It's in his blood. It's what he does. It's who he is. And you can help him by joining the organization over at saf.org. You can help us, all of us. You can help yourself. Visit saf.org. And GunsSaveLivesDay.com. GunsSaveLivesDay.com. If you are a member of an organization that would like to participate on December 15th on Bill of Rights Day, which they are now noting as Guns Save Lives Day, also December 15th, which happens to be Bill of Rights Day, head over there and sponsor it. Armed American Radio will do that along with a number of other different organizations that might not be hooked up with them yet at this point. So take a look at that, please. This hour promises to be amazing as well. You may have seen in news reports, whatever, wherever you get your news. Drudge Report was running it. Most every network, including the liberal gun-hating networks, covered the fact that hundreds of law-abiding, armed Texans, Americans from all over the country, showed up at the Alamo, baby.
Yes.
Openly carrying the firearms that they could lawfully carry in Texas openly. You can't carry a pistol in Texas openly, but you can carry a long gun.
Yes.
And David Codrey joins me now. He's going to stay with us for the remainder of the show. We're going to discuss this and what happened there, and his good friend, our good friend, your good friend, Mike Vanderbeau, spoke at that rally. And we're going to hear what Mike had to say. Incredibly insightful stuff. Let's go directly first now to David Codrey, a great friend of the show. David, how are you, my friend?
Mark, I'm doing great. And, you know, you're absolutely right. And when we talk about the Alamo, when we talk about Mike's speech in particular, we could go a lot of different directions with this. We could go the direction of how 500-600 people showed up, they were armed, and lo and behold, they behaved peaceably. We can talk about how they dwarfed the numbers of people at the Moms Demand Action rally down the street, which shows you where the true grassroots activism really comes from. But I think what Mike is going to tell us about is the fact that, you know, we have people right now like Representative Steve Cohen of Tennessee who's saying that the Tea Party Republicans are the domestic enemies that the Constitution warned us about. We have this idiot named Old Mark, no offense to you. He's on the Daily
Kos. None taken.
And he's got a petition basically to charge and arrest the current House GOP leadership with sedition. And so this goes to the heart of what Mike spoke at the rally about. I think that there's no better introduction than just say, hi, Mike, what'd you talk about?
Mike Vanderbilt, welcome to Armed American Radio again. What'd you talk about? Give us the lowdown.
Well, thanks for having me.
Sure.
What I talked about was whether or not we're one country or two, and how really the answer to that question is up to the other side and not to us. I mean, right now there's a growing thought abroad in the land that we are in fact two countries sharing a common border and mostly a common language, but divided along the answer to the question, does the government serve the people or do the people serve the government? You know, I mean, Mika Brzezinski of MSNBC accused Senator Ted Cruz of not being loyal to or caring about, quote, the country, you know. Now, as far as I'm concerned, Ted Cruz is loyal to my country and to his, you know, which is the Founders' Republic. But it's also obvious that Mika Brzezinski does not believe that he is loyal or cares about her country. So, you know, I reckon if you believe her, then we are, in fact, two countries. But the point of the question, though, is, you know, the answer cannot be finessed. It can't be compromised. It can't be negotiated. It's either one or the other. It's either all of one or all of the other. You know, it's either that of individual liberty or of the collectivist Borg. And, you know, for our part, we'd be happy to just be left alone. But the collectivist impulse, that tyrannical appetite, can't be readily denied by its practitioners. You know, it's an addiction for which there's no easy 12-step program. And people who possess this insatiable appetite for other people's liberty, property, and lives can only be deterred by the compelling and credible counterargument that such appetites come with personal consequences for them, consisting at least of a bad case of indigestion and, if necessary, broken teeth. You know?
You know, Mike, that David cut in here for a second. That goes to the heart of, you know, the real reason why the founders had the Second Amendment, and it's why groups like CSGV, the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, formerly and still the National Coalition to Ban Handguns, and they want to call people like us insurrectionists, and they want to say that we are guilty of treason. And, you know, it goes back to, like, that cartoonist Ted Rall saying that he wants to take people like us and bundle us off to Bagram. And if you think about what that really means and what these people really want, yeah, I'm not giving up my arms when I know such enmity out there exists.
Yeah, and Mike, I want to point out also when we need another 3-4 hours with you to talk about this, because what you bring up begs a tremendous amount of questions. I'm writing notes. Let me go right to this one. Lest anybody think that the other side, the collectivists, the people who want your property, your liberties, your guns, and so forth, lest anybody think that they don't believe what they say, that they're only grandstanding, does so at their own peril, don't they, Mike?
Absolutely. Now, you know, you have in this collectivist universe the power at the center who know very much what they're about, but then you have this, you know, sort of nebula of useful idiots, and you know, many of these people are quite sincere and believe that they are motivated by some benevolent idea. But the fact of the matter is the people that call the shots are the people that know that this is about power. It's about serving the elite of which they are a member. and they will do anything, tell any lie, in order to feed their appetite, in order to aggrandize their power. So, no, you know, you shouldn't have any illusions about collectivists. You know? And, you know, one of the things I tried to get across to people was that, you know, our constitutional rights are not subject to the anti-firearm neuroses of our liberal neighbors, nor those of nervous public officials. You know, a right is a right. And, you know, I caused a stir by pointing out that Chief McManus of San Antonio was no different than Bull Connor in Birmingham in 1963.
Well, you know, that's listen, we don't have, we've got about a minute and 15 seconds before we go to a break, and I'm glad, I want to stop you there. When we come back from this break, David and Mike and listeners across the country, Mike, I want to ask you to set up exactly what occurred. We've told everybody that there was a rally of several hundred gun owners, law-abiding gun owners, but I want to talk about what set that off, and you just teed me up when you talked about Chief McManus.
The initial incident, you mean?
I'm sorry?
You mean the initial incident that got everybody down to the Alamo?
That's exactly where I want to go. Why did people show up at the Alamo? What was it that brought 400 to 500 law-abiding citizens out in full force, peacefully, and what was it that they were in fact fighting for? Now, we don't have time right now. I'll leave it at that as we head into this break. When we come back, I'm going to tee you up and let you run with that. Why were we at the Alamo? What was going on? And what was it that you were speaking about and why? When we come back here on the Armed American Radio Network, I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Back right after this.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
The Galco SC2 is the perfect concealed carry holster for all seasons. The SC2 is lightweight and comfortable with a snap-on design that allows the holster to attach and detach from your belt without removing the belt itself. Constructed of premium saddle leather, the SC2 utilizes a reinforced thumb brake strap for added retention. Check out the Galco SC2 for semi-automatics and double-action revolvers. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order, visit galcogunleather.com.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that, while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com now.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KeltecWeapons.com. That's KeltecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
Old Faithful holsters, designed to be as reliable as their Yellowstone National Park namesake. Made from the highest quality American leather and ultra-strong kydex, we use only the most durable materials available and put our 50-year warranty where our mouth is. Have a gun you'd love to carry but can't find a holster? Purchase one of our holster kits and build it yourself. To purchase a fully assembled holster for your carry gun or to build one yourself, visit oldfaithfulholsters.com now.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, America's no-compromise gun lobby. Become a member today. Visit gunowners.org. Join them, folks. I did. Welcome back.
Welcome back, indeed. Larry Pratt, executive director of said Gun Owners of America, will be here next week, as will Alan Corwin. For 2 solid hours, I will be bringing you the Alan Corwin Experience. For 2 solid hours. Alan and I spoke today, and he was available for about a half hour today. And I said, Alan, you're bigger than a half hour. We need more time with you. And he agreed, as he was prone to do. And he'll be here next week. So a huge week coming up next week here on Armed American Radio. Make sure you pen that in and that you are tuned in. Let's immediately go back to my two guests. David Kodria, welcome back. You're going to stay here with us for the remainder of the broadcast. Always a pleasure to have you here, my friend.
Great to be here.
And we're talking with Mike Vanderbilt, someone you know very well. You guys work very closely together, did some significant work on Operation Fast and Furious. In this particular case, Mike, welcome back to the show. You were in San Antonio over the weekend, and you spoke at the Alamo. Tell us why 400 people plus or 500 people plus showed up there. What sparked it?
Oh, try 600. That's my best guess.
There you go.
The original incident took place in a Starbucks in San Antonio, where three folks, exercising their rights under Texas law, were open carrying rifles, which were not loaded per Texas law. These rifles apparently made someone nervous, who called the cops. The cops came and decided, and this is on YouTube, you can find it on the net, the entire incident, because it was filmed. And the cops decided that these people were guilty of disorderly conduct simply by virtue of the fact that they had the rifles and other people were made nervous by them. The police chief, in fact, when it was pointed out to him that they were within Texas law, made a comment that he didn't care whether it was within the law or not. He was responsible for keeping order in San Antonio, and that's what was going to be. And that's like straight out of the mouth of Bull Connor in Birmingham in 1963.
Right.
You know, Connor denied the rights of African Americans here. I mean, Martin Luther King famously tried to get a pistol permit and was turned down. Connor himself was very much pro-Klan. And he's the fellow who, when the demonstrations took place, refused to allow them to have permits and then turn the dogs and the fire hoses on even children. So, you know, my point of the speech was that McManus was simply enforcing the leader's political opinions under color of law, much as Bull Connor did in 1963. And, you know, if you enforce your own opinion under color of law and it's not law, well, you know, guess what? That's itself illegal and unconstitutional, okay? And for a police chief to say that he doesn't care what the law says, what is more dangerous than that?
Well, that gets to the very root of the word tyranny. That's the beginnings of tyranny.
Exactly.
It's the beginnings of the trappings of tyranny. It's an abuse of power at the highest level. So you're right. There has to be that root basis that that we cannot deviate from under law just because you don't like it. Now we've seen that. We see Eric Holder and Barack Obama enforcing, picking and choosing, and not enforcing laws they like or don't like. Very, very, very dangerous. Now, one thing on this program we're not going to do here is we're not going to debate the whole should they have been at Starbucks. Well, I don't want to go into the Starbucks debate with this. What we're talking about is what kicked off the incident that kicked off this massive rally, peaceful rally, at the Alamo. So lead us into what happened there.
Well, the arrest of these fellows outraged all Texans, and especially the attitude of the chief of police and the San Antonio mayor and the city council, and they determined that they were going to do something about that, and so they sought permission and got permission to have a rally at the Alamo, and it was an armed rally, and the Alamo is state property. San Antonio couldn't do anything about that. But at the end of the rally, all of us, armed with rifles, unloaded in the chamber, but with loaded magazines, then marched to a local park about three blocks away in violation of their interpretation of what they say is the law. And we essentially dared them to do anything about it. And you know what? They didn't do a thing. They blinked. They allowed us to march to the park, have a small rally, and then we dispersed. Everything was peaceful. There were some folks that were not exactly counter-demonstrators, but, you know, rabid anti-gun folks who got in the middle of us and tried to start arguments. No, we didn't. In a couple of places, we had to get the San Antonio police to counsel them not to do that.
Right, right.
But we didn't react to it. The point was, and you know, you can make of it what you will, but armed civil disobedience worked in this case. All right, armed civil disobedience. We told them, we're armed, we're marching, we're defying your interpretation, your, you know, actions under color of law. Do something about it.
Interestingly, McManus, Mike, was asked why he didn't do anything, and I'll have to pull the exact quote up. I'll paraphrase. He said, well, there's too much going on here now. It's too complicated of a situation. We have officers outside the perimeter, and I guess there was a large police presence outside the perimeter. He said, but our number one goal here and our number one focus is that they be able to exercise their constitutional rights. And I thought, wow.
Well, you know, why didn't he let the guys at
right.
Starbucks exercise their constitutional rights and their rights under Texas law?
Exactly. There's the hypocrisy there because he didn't like that. Now, you know, I guess he's got himself in a little bit of a jam, but you're absolutely correct. You know, hundreds and hundreds of people peacefully worked. When we come back from this break, David, I want to get your opinion on what Mike is telling us. Because you and I have had that conversation. In fact, I think you've used the words civil disobedience on this broadcast in the past. And we're at a juncture in this country right now where a lot of people feel that that is almost a given in the future if things in this nation don't change. polarization being, you know, we heard it with Alan Gottlieb, but the nation is clearly very polarized. David, when we come back, we'll go directly to you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Armed American Radio. I'm Mark Walters with Mike Vanderbeau and David Kodria, filling your prescription for freedom from Florida to Alaska and all parts in between.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.5%, APR 3.65%, that payment could support a $300,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $225,000 mortgage. That's $75,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance calls for cost information. Equalizing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was young and naive, and I found myself with $11,000 of credit card debt, 9 credit cards, and nothing to show for it.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496 to talk to a certified counselor.
And I ended up calling, and the lady on the phone was so nice. And it was really humbling because no one really knows what your financial situation is like. You have to open those doors.
Trinity will consolidate your bills, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, reduce your interest, and improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They gave me the right perspective, and they got the ball rolling, which is what I needed. I needed someone to help me get in the right direction.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Or visit mydebthasmedown.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters. Often imitated, never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Welcome back. In the Crossbreed Holster studios, In the next hour, I will be giving away a Crossbreed Holster Shooter's Pack, consisting of an outside-the-waistband holster, a custom gun belt, and a dual magazine, outside-the-waistband dual magazine carrier. Great stuff. I've used it for personal carry. I've used it at training sessions with some of the best. The stuff is outstanding. You can head over to facebook.com/armedamericanradio right now and like that Crossbreed Holster post. You'll see the photograph of the shooter's pack. Just like that post. Almost 100,000 of you have seen the post, and I think there's about 2,400 of you inside, just liking that post and getting their name on that list. I will pick that winner in the next hour on Armed American Radio. Welcome back to the program. David Kodria, civil disobedience. This is always, this is an unsettling topic that people don't like to talk about, so I'm going to talk about it with you. Civil disobedience. What is civil disobedience, as Mike referred to? What does that mean?
Civil disobedience, as far as I'm concerned, is a moral concept. It is the same concept that Rosa Parks applied when she would not take a back seat on the bus. It's Henry David Thoreau wrote just the greatest treatise. If you haven't read it, it's available on the Internet. Please do. Civil disobedience is what the original defenders of the Alamo were engaging in against illegitimate armed government authority. And the Alamo, if you've never been there, I have. It is the closest thing to a shrine for liberty. It is hallowed ground.
Yes, it is.
The patriots of the Alamo had to be smiling on the action that took place this weekend, and the fools who were engaging the armed protesters were actually, you know, they were the ideological descendants of the people who would cheer on Santa Anna to crush out liberty. And, you know, for people to say, well, you know, we're afraid of guns and you know, they make us feel unsafe. Well, it didn't make them feel so unsafe that they weren't out there taunting, you know, armed people who, by virtue of the fact that we have self-control and don't need their stupid gun control, you know, exhibited that self-control. And the one point that I would like to touch on is with the tyranny that we were talking about in the previous segments, that is only enabled by the police that go along with it and enforce, you know, the people who are going to follow McManus's orders and they're going to arrest people for exercising their rights lawfully. And I know that Stuart Rhodes with the Oath Keepers organization had a presence there. And I guess I'd like to ask Mike at this point, did you get a sense that Stuart's group was making inroads with some of the rank and file that were watching the proceedings?
Yes, they did. And actually, I should explain something real quick. Why nothing happened was, first, we have some 3%ers in the San Antonio Police Department. And they told us that the orders were going out for harassment and interdiction of people as they were coming to the rally. This led us to write an open letter to the mayor and to the city council and say, look, guys, you're self-insured. If anything happens here, not only will your city be responsible, but under Texas law, you personally can be held responsible for any malfeasance or illegality on the part of your police department.
Mike, before you go any farther, if you would, for the listener's sake, you and I and David know what the 3%ers are. Would you explain that, please?
Sure. Real quick, I founded the modern 3% movement several years ago. It harkens back to the American Revolution, where only 3% of the colonists actually took the field actively against the king. You know, it follows along the idea that history is made by determined minorities, and that there are 3% today as there were 3% in the Revolution. Indeed, in the Bible, when Gideon sorts out his 10,000 men and observes who's drinking water and being tactically aware about it, he sorts out 600 of them, which happens to be 3% of his force. So the 3% goes back all the way to the Bible, but basically we're 3% of American gun owners, and we say we're not going to disarm. You can't intimidate us. You can't convince us, and you can kill us if you think you can, but remember, we'll shoot back. So that's the 3%. But
thank
you
for that. Thank you. I wanted you to clarify that so listeners understood what that meant. I'm sure there were people thinking, what does that mean? All right, that sets it up. If you would, please continue.
So we had sources within the SAPD that told us that they really intended to crush us if they could. And so we sent the letters to the mayor and the city council, emails and such, and said, look, are you sure you want to go down this road? That was the first thing. The second thing that changed their mind was the fact that there were hundreds of us there. Had there been, some sort of tactical opening, I suspect the chief might have gotten sort of Bull Connor on us. But we now know from sources that we hear that the city council is very upset with the chief because he picked a battle that he didn't win. And, collectivists always insist that if you're going to do something, you better be successful. And the chief has now got them in a bind. Everybody knows that going forward from this, there are going to be legal challenges to another Starbucks incident. And we have laid the predicate for the city and them personally to be sued. And they are not happy at us, but they are most especially not happy at Chief McManus. Go figure.
Yeah, interesting about the whole chief. That's an interesting dynamic about the chief because he did pick a fight he couldn't win, and he tried to come off as a little bit nonchalant about it when he was cornered. Once this thing got national attention, he found himself like a deer in the headlights, I think.
I'll tell you a funny story real quick. When Bob Wright, my friend from New Mexico, was walking away from the rally, there was McManus. And McManus pointed behind Bob and said, is that one of yours? And Bob turned around, and here was some moke who had was coming from a party or something. And he's dressed as Darth Vader. And without missing a beat, Bob turns to McManus and says, no, that's one of yours. He's from the dark side.
Oh, wow. Couldn't have scripted that any better. That's beautiful. Well, interestingly, tell you how serious people, the Alamo, it got a lot of attention. This was the first rally that had actually been held on the grounds of the Alamo. Usually it's at the park down the street. And, you are absolutely correct, David and Mike. This is hallowed ground. Texas holds the Alamo very near and dear. And I was telling Sean during the break, funny story. The first time I flew in to San Antonio a number of years ago, I was being picked up by the individual meeting me. I had not been there before. And we were standing around getting luggage, and he says, where do you want to go first? You want to go get something to eat? I said, no, take me to see the Alamo. And everybody around the luggage began to clap. So
yeah.
They take it very, very serious. And as you said, you had over 600 people at this rally. Let's go back to your talk. Sean, we don't have enough time again to get into it. So what I'll do is I'll lead into it again, Mike, and let you finish in the fourth segment.
Sure.
I think we opened up with what you talked about. We've now set the stage, David, with why the rally occurred, and you've given us some of the dynamics of what occurred at the rally. I want to close out the fourth segment with you, Mike. Go right back to what you talked about and what you told those people there. Now that we've set the stage, we're going to go right back around Robin to you and let people across the country hear what it is that you told them and why it was so important, not only for you to be there, but what it was that they heard. David, I want to thank you for bringing Mike to the show today. This story was breaking very quickly over the weekend. And ladies and gentlemen, you're hearing first, right here on Armed American Radio, from the individual that spoke at that rally, Mike Vanderbo. We'll be right back after this. I'm Mark Walters with David Kodria. Armed American Radio continues filling your prescription for freedom in just a couple of minutes.
No
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com. The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com. NRAHQ.org.
The Ruger LC380 is the perfect pairing of the award-winning LC9 pistol and the popular 380 auto cartridge. The LC380 is the same size as the LC9, yet offers reduced recoil, making it Ruger's lightest recoiling personal protection pistol yet. It features a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, 7-round magazine and finger grip extension floor plate, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The Ruger LC380, another rugged, reliable firearm from Ruger.
Crossbreed Holsters is proud to offer an addition to our already outstanding belt selection. Introducing the Instructor's Belt, offering the same quality as our original gun belts and dress belts, the Crossbreed Instructor's Belt offers a clean, buckle-less design intended for a sharp and professional appearance. Sturdy, but not stiff, the Instructor Belt provides even weight distribution of your gun and gear and looks as great out on the town as it does on the range. Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant. Often imitated, but never duplicated, the Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hey, what's up? This is Sean, a.k.a. Shanto, A-A-R Shanto. You can now check out my new website, which is irfnews.com. irfnews.com. There you can see all the stuff we do here in the studio, also read some of my blogs, and I'm going to have news feeds and everything else you are interested in. So all you got to do is go to irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com. Oh yeah, I think Mark's listening. Remember, irfnews.com.
With loyal followers coast to coast, we are your voice. This is Armed American Radio. Here again, Mark Walters.
Welcome back.
Almost caught you.
Yeah, you tried to. I know you did. I was singing that song. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the number four right now. Sean, number four in the nation.
Really?
As far as listeners live, yeah. We're right behind that. What's that guy's name? Rush Limbaugh and... Right behind Rush Limbaugh. He's got a lot of listeners. You know, so
how do we get behind? We've beaten him before.
Yeah, we have. It depends on what time and what markets they're airing and what the topics are. Right, exactly.
That's true.
But so thank you all for that.
Also, if you're watching the feed at irfnews.com, you'll notice that my mug is not there anymore. I know I have a face for radio, but we are having some technical difficulties, and we need to do some updates. We're just simply not going to mess with that right now. Let's go right back to Mike Vanderbeau and David Kodria. David, welcome back. Mike Vanderbeau, welcome back. I want to give this to you now and use the remaining segment to tell us what you talked about since we've now set it up. I think it's a perfect way to close out the segment, going right back to where we were at the beginning and what it was that brought you here to tell us about what you said.
Well, one of the things I told the assembled folks is that when democracy turns to tyranny, the armed citizenry still gets to vote. And this is not sedition. It is not insurrection. It's a philosophy that the founders embodied and would endorse today, and as would the men who died at the point of Mexican bayonets behind those walls that we stood in front of, you know? I mean, we're not revolutionary, right? We don't want to overthrow the government. We simply want to restore it to the founders' model of what a republic should be. And it's that other determined minority of the progressives, the collectivists, call them what you will, you know, who spent the last century, you know, waging a quiet revolution against the Constitution and the rule of law of the Founders' Republic. You know, if you want to be precise, we're the forces of counter-revolution. We're the forces of restoration. And when government, like San Antonio, violates the Constitution, breaks the law, when we say we're going down there in armed civil disobedience, in fact, what we're trying to do is restore the law, is shore up the law. They are, in fact, the lawbreakers, not us, all right? And yet, when you get to this point, it requires a certain amount of grit, a certain amount of determination. I mean, all of the philosophy in the world, if you're not willing to put your body in front of the threat, doesn't mean a thing. And that's what was so gratifying about seeing these hundreds of men and women of all ages, of all races, just coming together and saying, we're here to uphold the law. We're here to uphold the Constitution. You are violating the law. You are violating the Constitution. But here we are. Try to work your will upon us or get out of our way. And they got out of our way.
What do you think the impression now is left with the chief down there with McManus, based on the earlier statements and what originally happened that brought all this about? Is he a little nervous now, you think?
From what we understand, he's quite a bit nervous. I hate to tell you, David, but this guy's a transplanted Buckeye.
Well, so are you, Mike. So, you know.
No. I was born in Michigan, sir. I was raised in Ohio amongst the heathen Buckeye. But I got my Southern green card several years ago.
I know you disparage the Buckeye, but you know what? If we're back down to a subsistence level, you know, for fighting for our freedom, it's very good for producing tannin for curing leather and stuff like that.
So. Yeah, I'm going to tell you. And Mike, I know this is very near and dear to your heart. I want to put this back. The media, regular listeners of my show know my disdain for the mainstream media. I believe the mainstream media is probably the most, some people will disagree with me. That's fine. They're wrong. But I believe that the mainstream media, very dangerous entity, probably the single most dangerous entity we face in this country today, far worse than Barack Obama, because they are now actively pushing, and they're out of the closet. You know, it used to be 15 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, prior to Obama's election, that they lied about their agenda. They tried to hide it. They covered it up. They swore there was no bias. It's we all know now. And it's going to be fun to watch them try to put that lack of objectivity and their bias back in a box when they try to, quote-unquote, objectively cover the 2014 and the 2016 campaigns. That's a joke in and of itself.
You're right.
Can you? How do you feel now? Did the media give you any coverage? See, they're going to do everything to make you look like the idiot and McManus look like the superstar here. Can we, and I'll ask you the same question that I asked Alan Gottlieb, can we win this battle without the media's assistance?
Oh, yes.
The truth?
Because we have alternative media now. you know, we're quite empowered by the internet and some of the other outlets that are available. Absolutely. I mean, you know, the Soviet Empire fell when they brought Xerox machines into their offices, and there were no longer central printing plants that churned out the propaganda. And these Xerox machines were available after hours to the dissidents who went in and printed leaflets called Samizdat. All right, we're awash in alternate means of circulating our Samizdat. We can do that, and we are continuing to do that. And Fast and Furious is certainly a perfect example of that. But you know, again, it requires determination. It requires that determined minority of people who are willing to stand in the gap. And what was Buckley's thing? Stand athwart to history, shouting stop. Well, we're to that point. I mean, we have backed up and backed up and backed up for 100 years, certainly in terms of gun rights, ever since the National Firearms Act in the 30s. And each time we've backed up grumbling. Well, we're to the point now where if we wish to remain free, if we wish to have the same rights that we had growing up accrue to our children and our grandchildren, now is the time to stand. Now is the time to get in their face and say, no, you will not do this. Or else.
Well, it's apparently, you know, this is a, in my 51 years, I've never seen politics. I've never seen divisiveness like this in my lifetime. Anyway, David, we've discussed it here many, many, many times, and I'm sure we will as we're going into another midterm election year, and of course, 16 right around the corner. Hillary Clinton going to throw her whatever in the ring. I'll leave her cankles. She's going to throw her cankles in the ring. I'll leave that alone. But, Mike, I want to thank you for very short notice. I know you're actually on your way back from San Antonio, and thank you for your efforts there, and thank you for coming on Armed American Radio and talking to our audience and letting them know what happened, because the mainstream media is not going to give them the truth. They're just not going to do it.
I just urge everybody, if they want to know the truth, they can go to David's Examiner columns or War on Guns. They can also come to Sipsy Street Irregulars, my blog. Be happy to have them.
I'll tell you what, we'll direct them there in the next segment. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Mike Vanderbeau. David Kodria, you will be back with us here coming up in just a few moments. Remember, this is Armed American Radio. You are the average law-abiding citizen. You are mainstream America, you as a gun owner. So do yourself a favor. Do all of us a favor. Carry on, carry often, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Don't be that unarmed caveman. I'm Mark Walters. Armed American Radio continues.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and improve your credit score. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-936-5496. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Call now. Or visit MyDebtHasMeDown.com.
Trinity.
1-800-936-5496.
Folks, you paid a king's ransom to send your kids to the finest colleges. Now they've graduated, and guess what?
that can't find a job. You've already invested in their education. Now invest in their careers. Start a business that your adult children can run and flourish in. Hugh Hewitt here. Give your children the break in life they really need using money you already have. Just call my friend Steve Cooper at ersop.com, the Entrepreneur Rollover Stock Ownership Plan.
Thanks, Hugh. We've helped countless people use their retirement money to invest in businesses for themselves and their family. It only takes a couple of weeks to finance, and it's totally legal.
Trust ersop.com to help you start a small, profitable business that could give your adult children a head start. Turn your family's fortunes around using your own money legally with no debt or payments. Call 866-MY-ERSOP. That's 866-MY-ERSOP. Call 866-MY-ERSOP. That's 866-MY-ERSOP. 866-MY-ERSOP.